This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Afternoon. Thanks for being here. We cover a lot of different topics on this program. This week is definitely an example of that. Today, you get to meet the new Public Works Director for the City of Roseburg, Don Easley. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
So how long have you been on the job?
How long have I been? 6 weeks.
Okay, so you've been here a little bit longer than I was thinking. But still, at the front end of that, to suddenly find yourself on the radio might be a little early on in things.
Yes.
So have you figured out everything about your job yet and you know exactly what's going on in every area?
No.
All right. Very good. You passed. Talk about your background, because I'm curious. Public Works is kind of an intriguing thing to me. Talk about your background, maybe your education, how you got into this whole Public Works arena.
I've worked in Public Works for 15 years, so it didn't start there in my career. I was in real estate before that. And I really didn't think much about Public Works before I worked in it. It wasn't on my radar. Everything seemed to work fine, so I didn't really notice it much. I met a friend that worked for the City of Medford, and he worked in urban renewal and talked a lot about the things that he did with the city and how it helped the community. And I became interested in working for local government based on his stories. I wanted to be able to have an impact on my community. So I started looking for work on the city's website and found a position as a financial tech at the Public Works Warehouse. And so that's where I started. So in that 15 years, I learned all of what Public Works was and all about the infrastructure and services that Public Works provided to the community and how important it was. And I kind of fell in love with it. It was pretty much my dream job then, and so here I am today.
So what led to you seeking this position?
I actually worked with Bryce Perkins for 12 and a half years in Medford. He was my former manager, and he spoke so highly of the Roseburg employees and the Roseburg area. He said by far, and he retired from Roseburg, it was the best place he'd ever worked with the best culture and the best city manager he ever had the pleasure to work with. So that was a pretty good rapport to start with. We talked about what he did daily and what the job was like and what the skill set would be needed, and I become more interested in it, so I applied for it.
Wow. And had you been thinking about doing something different, or did this kind of come out of left field a bit?
I had applied for an operations manager job in Medford and was not selected. But yes, once I worked my way up to supervision in Public Works in Medford, I realized there was more you could do for the community. The higher you were in the organization, more impact you could make. So I went back to school while I was working full-time and got my degree in public administration so that I would have opportunities to advance.
And obviously, in city governments, a lot of times people, you know, the average citizen doesn't think about public works until the public works doesn't work, you know, until a water line goes, or why is this out? Now, why is that traffic signal not working? All that kind of thing. So a lot of times public works staff don't get noticed until there's a problem.
Absolutely. That's the way it works. And frankly, I think for the most part, that's the way we want it. I mean, we'd like to do everything behind the scenes and have it all work seamlessly and have you not notice us.
Now, Roseburg's a lot smaller than Medford. Has that been an adjustment for you at all?
A nice one. It's really nice to be in a community where everybody seems to know everyone. That's been one of the adjustments at work. Anytime we're talking about a project coming up or development coming up, everyone seems to know the person that's doing the development. And I'm like, how do you know everyone? And then I realize there's only 25,000 people, so it's easier to know everyone. And Medford's up to about 90,000, so you definitely don't know people in the same way.
So did you have any other connections with Roseburg before this came along?
Before, I grew up in the Rogue Valley. I went to Eagle Point High School. So when I was a teenager, I came here for sports and spent some time at Roseburg High School. associated with things like that. And then being from the Rogue Valley, it's only an hour and a half. So I definitely have visited the area because there's so much outdoor, the rivers, everything here is so beautiful and different than Medford in ways. It's a little wetter, a little cooler, some advantages. It actually was on our short list. My husband and I have a place to retire, so it was kind of neat when the job opportunity came up.
So what would you say a public works director does?
Everything public infrastructure. You know, it's basically your job to maintain and construct public infrastructure. And that being said, that's all about short-term and long-term planning for the maintenance and construction of the infrastructure. You plan the budget and make sure you're managing it properly. You obtain grants to do bigger projects than you'd be able to afford normally. You work with staff and mentor and things like that. You're working in the parks, you're working in water treatment. You just provide all the services the citizens need to work, for the things to work in the city.
You mentioned a lot of the staff, you know, being pretty long-term in the community. So do you feel like you have a bit of a learning curve when you're working with all these people that kind of have this institutional knowledge?
Absolutely. It's been an extensive learning curve. I've spent a lot of time looking at the master plans for each division of public works and kind of seeing where we've came from and where we're going, and looking at the 5-year capital improvement plan and just quite a bit of research, asking a lot of questions. My biggest learning curve is figuring out where people are talking about, because I really don't know the city very well. And I think in the last few years, we've all become so dependent on a GPS telling us where to go that I never really had to learn it when I came to visit. I would just put in points on my GPS and get around town. So now it's been interesting to explore and visit public places and kind of look around. I've explored the parks a little bit and different facilities that we own, and to just try and get up to speed.
Well, and unlike Medford, and I lived there once a long time ago, Roseburg is laid out so differently because you've got the freeway in the middle. Medford's kind of got that. But you've got a river to deal with as well. Medford has that. But then you've got the giant VA facility and everything. So you've got sections of town where there aren't roads. And sometimes the way to get from point A to B, well, there's like two options. And at Medford, you've got endless streets going everywhere. So I can see where it might be take a while to kind of get used to where things are.
I may have found myself stuck in the VA, or not stuck, but driving around going, oh, I'm at the VA. How did I get here? I took a wrong turn.
Well, and there are other parts of town, some of the older neighborhoods, where you've got some streets that are, and these are, you know, from the 30s, 40s, 50s maybe, where the street is two blocks long, and then it dead ends because there's a hill. You know, and you have things like that, and that's the only two blocks of that street in town. So there's a lot of challenges, I know, for public works. And with the aging infrastructure, there's certainly some issues there, too.
Yes. I think across the country we have issues with aging infrastructure. And it's all about being innovative and using the funds that are out there right now, because there are several to try and really make some major upgrades while we can.
What's your first few weeks been like?
It's been a whirlwind in a lot of ways. Just, you know, I've attended now 3 council meetings and had presentations to give, and met countless staff members. I'm looking to get out and meet some different people from ODOT that we work with extensively through the local bridge program and things like that. But it's just been so much learning. I feel happy to remember names at this point.
Well, and you also have, you mentioned ODOT, you've got aspects because, for instance, not far from the room that we're in, Diamond Lake Boulevard is actually a state highway. So you've got those things that while they're in the midst of your town, you may have jurisdiction over one part of it and ODOT may have another. And there's a lot of things like that, too.
Yes.
Wow, a lot to learn. Don Easley is the Public Works Director for the City of Roseburg. More when we come back. The interview, a podcast after 1 at 541radio.com, inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1247. Lars Larson coming up at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. Shannon Sebastian with your cue this afternoon. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, Alice Carlton from the Umpqua National Forest will talk about a recent decision to move the Tiller Ranger Station. Ultimately, we'll talk about fire danger and some other Umpqua National Forest topics on tomorrow's program. Don Easley with us, the new Public Works Director for the City of Roseburg, just getting started here for a few weeks. You mentioned looking at some of the master plans. I imagine you're starting to think about down the road, long-term projects. There's been some development in the last couple of years with the apartment complexes and some things, you know, looking at the urban growth boundary and a lot of other things. It seems like it's going to be a busy time in the next few years for the city.
I think so, for sure. I mean, they're working on the growth urban boundary swap to get some more developable land, so that'll be an exciting time, and to just try and keep up with the infrastructure for us. We've made some developments in extending water lines and increasing capacity in that way, so I think we've been preparing for the growth. We have, you know, a good 5-year capital improvement plan in place, and we're constantly evaluating to make sure it's on track or whether things have changed and we need to switch gears. We have several projects going on this summer with grind and overlays, and the Sunshine Trail Park extension is going to be an exciting project to get some more outdoor activities, and it's kind of tiered where it'll have some families. It's got a couple of different trail systems in there. I think it's going to be a really great addition to the park system. And that's a grant that we just have to match money on, so that's amazing.
And at the same time, getting going on this whole Diamond Lake area study and, you know, future things, not just Diamond Lake, but that whole area, which really includes Sunshine Park as well.
Yes, yeah.
So how many staff on Public Works? Now that you've been there 6 weeks, have you gone around and counted everyone?
I haven't counted everyone, but there's supposed to be 58 full-time staff. We are not fully staffed. We're currently recruiting for water maintenance, street maintenance, parks, and we will be recruiting for an engineering tech as well. So we're just not quite at full capacity.
Is that a challenge, especially in the summer, which is traditionally a time, sometimes the only part of the year where you can get certain things done, to be understaffed?
It is. But I will tell you, I am continually and daily impressed with the staff that is there in Roseburg Public Works and the work they're able to accomplish with the employees that they have.
Now, you mentioned 58?
Yes.
So does that include parks staff too?
It does include parks. Parks often is under the umbrella of Public Works. It just depends on the city. Roseburg has parks under their umbrella of Public Works. Medford, where I came from, didn't. It was a separate department. But we're all one department.
And, of course, in a bigger place, you've got more parks, so it kind of follows that that might be the model there. But talk about how parks and Public Works kind of tie together.
Well, I think because we're a small department, I mean, 58 full-time employees really isn't very many. They extensively work together. I mean, it just kind of ties together. Even though the parks employees are primarily in the parks, I mean, there's different things they collaborate on to try and just get the work done, because frankly, with only so many employees, you just have to work together. You have to be a team.
Have you, you mentioned seeing some of the parks. What do you think of the parks so far as you've looked around?
I absolutely think they're gorgeous. I mean, Stewart Park is amazing. Just the river and all of it. It's really a great, I visited on a few Sundays now, and just to see the families come together, that's my favorite thing about parks. It's really what brings the community together. You know, if Public Works, you know, construction and engineering and maintenance is kind of behind the scenes, parks is kind of the face of the community.
And we've got the trail coming out of Stewart Park that circles around the area, the Riverfront Trail. What about the idea of expanding some of those in the future to head towards some of the other nearby communities?
I think that is part of the master plan. I mean, we just have to work together with the other communities for their portion of it.
And do you have ideas about things that you'd like to add to the parks?
I think for me, coming new to the community as well as new to the department, right now I don't have any long-term goals that are just my vision, because I don't want to go in and fix anything that is already working. So I just really am spending time observing and talking with staff and coming up with shared goals for the department of things that really can make a difference in the community. They know the community. I don't yet.
Talk about your role with the city council.
The city council, I mean, as a director, your role basically is to make your department establish a plan to achieve the goals of the city council. They set out city council goals for the community, and you know, I'm there to plan and make that happen and use the funds that we have to achieve those goals.
We've seen over the past number of years, Roseburg got more active in going out for matching grants or other types of grants from both the state and other places sometimes. How active are you going to be in looking for funding sources that are outside the local budget?
Absolutely. I want to continue with that. We currently have 3 bridges in the local bridge program at different stages. We just received a $2.3 million grant to replace the Parker Street Bridge that's over Newton Creek, because it's one way in, one way out to that community. So it was moved fast-tracked on the program so that we could get that done and establish a safe way in, safe way out for that community.
And when you talk about bridges, boy, those get expensive in a hurry.
Yes, they do. And it's amazing the program that ODOT, working with federal money, puts out there for small communities like us. It's really difficult to do federal highway projects as a small community and meet all the requirements. So partnering with ODOT is wonderful for Roseburg.
Now, I know just being new here, it's probably hard to learn everything so quickly. But one of the challenges, it seems like, during the pandemic is that a lot of public works things got kind of slowed down.
I think so. I think we're ramping back up, though. Like I said, I'm frankly flat out impressed with the amount of projects that the engineering department puts out and with the maintenance efforts that happen in our maintenance departments. I frankly am in awe of how they do it with the employees that they have.
What's been one of the bigger challenges for you since you got here?
I think the biggest challenge is really not knowing the area or the history, and not knowing whether a project has been attempted or, you know, when we're doing site review for future development. Everyone in the room has a story associated with that piece of property that I don't have. The rest of the staff has been amazing about catching me up to speed if there's a decision I need to make in the process and kind of giving me the back history. But just not knowing, I mean, working for 15 years in one organization, I pretty much was the one with the answers, and now I'm the one asking the questions.
What's been maybe the most gratifying thing or funnest thing that's happened since you've gotten here?
I say there's probably 2. The funnest thing for me was to work with Bryce Perkins again. He was probably my favorite manager I've had in my career. And so to get to spend 3 weeks with him and frankly replace him, it's such an honor. You know, I have big shoes to fill. He was a great public works director, and Nikki Messenger is a legend here in the city. So it's a lot to walk into. And then the welcoming staff in Roseburg, I feel so blessed for this opportunity and the way people have welcomed me.
What's a typical day like for you?
There's a lot of meetings. Definitely, I spend a lot of time, you know, kind of going over the strategic and plan of things. And so, you know, you're in site review or you're in commission or you're in a department head meeting. So there's a lot of different meetings that you're sitting through and prepping for those. I mean, because often I'm the one presenting at the meeting, so there's some prep involved in that. So there's quite a bit of writing, and, you know, then you get people popping in, asking questions, you know, just kind of to get guidance as to what's going on in their world. I've spent a lot of time trying to get out and just meet staff, so kind of leaving the office and going out to different public works facilities and meet some of the other staff that isn't at City Hall.
Don Easley, new public works director for the city of Roseburg. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been- been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.